opposite me, slumped over, dead. Near him lay his violin, smashed, trampled, a strange, overwhelming little corpse.
Almost everyone in the camp has some special thing that reminds him he is human and helps him find the will to live. For Ellie, it's his beloved father. In this section, we read about a boy named Juliek, whose most precious object is his violin, which he has miraculously kept safe since the day he arrived in the camps. Now, in Gleiwitz, Juliek plays a concert for an audience of sick and dying men. It is Juliek's last performance and his greatest. Juliek's music expresses his sadness for the past he has lost and the future he will never have. For those few short moments, the beauty of his music triumphs over the weakness of his dying body. But Juliek's performance is also his way of saying goodbye to the world. The next morning, Ellie finds Juliek dead and his violin trampled and broken. Ellie says he will never forget Juliek, and it's easy to understand why. Let's continue on page 91 with We Stayed at Gleiwitz.
We stayed at Gleiwitz for 3 days. 3 days without food or drink. We were not allowed to leave the barracks. SS men guarded the door. I was hungry and thirsty. I must have been very dirty and exhausted to judge from the appearance of the others. The bread we had brought from Buna had long since been devoured, and who knew when we would be given another ration. The front was following us. We could hear new gunshots again very close, but we had neither the strength nor the courage to believe that the Nazis would not have time to evacuate us and that the Russians would soon be here. We heard that we were going to be deported into the center of Germany. On the third day at dawn, we were driven out of the barracks. We all threw blankets over our shoulders like prayer shawls. We were directed toward a gate which divided the camp in two. A group of SS officers were standing there. A rumor ran through our ranks, a selection. The SS officers did the selecting. The weak to the left. Those who could walk well to the right. My father was sent to the left. I ran after him. An SS officer shouted at my back, "Come back here!" I slipped in among the others. Several SS rushed to bring me back, creating such confusion that many of the people from the left were able to come back to the right, and among them, my father and myself. However, there were some shots and some dead. We were all made to leave the camp. After half an hour's marching, we arrived right in the middle of a field divided by rails. We had to wait for the train to arrive.